The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The latest feeder schools results show record numbers of students from disadvantaged areas are progressing to third level education. However, a persistent class gap remains, with far greater numbers from affluent areas attending college. I'll give you an example. In Dublin 6, nearly 100% of pupils progress to third level, whereas less affluent areas like Dublin 10 and Dublin 11 report rates as low as 49 and 56% respectively. But then, on the other hand, there is an increase of in college progression from DESH schools, progressing 64% in 2024. That's up from 57% in 2019. As regards girls, most of them, 90%, go on to third level, whereas it's only 80% for boys. But the question is a college degree the ultimate path to success, or are we overlooking better options? Joining me on the line is Cecilia Munro, Principal of Ballyfermot College of Further Education. Cecilia, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and thanks very much for having me.
Now, the question of what these numbers actually mean, is it that the students in those so-called affluent areas, the only thing they see is a college degree?
Well, you know, it's very hard to put a lens on that exactly. But if you look at students in affluent areas, they are being encouraged by the schools and their parents to go down the degree path road, because that was the path road that perhaps they took. And since 2013 and the formation of SULIS, there's been a lot of information out there about alternative pathways. And we're beginning to see that now, because people who have gone the traditional route, they've done everything right. They've gone to school, they've studied, they've completed the Leaving Cert, they've managed to achieve amazing points. They went on to do degrees, and now they are not striving forward in life, i.e. they can't afford a home, they can't afford to live, they're emigrating, and they're questioning, was it all worth it?
Yeah, so the alternative pathway, which will suggest you can earn the kind of living that will allow you to buy a house. I mean, your local, particularly in a building boom, your local plumber, your local Sparks may well be well able to afford a home that you can't if you've got your humble BCom.
Correct. So look, I suppose at the end of the day, your future pathway is all about choices. But heretofore, people have overlooked alternative pathways. And you've mentioned your Sparks, your Chippy, your plumber. Once they graduate being an apprentice, they earn amazing money. They're highly in demand and they have really good jobs and good careers. And if they combine that with new alternative technologies in building, such as data comms and heat pumps, the sky's the limit as to what they can make.
Now, the concern is that, you know, you have boom and bust in the building industry. So you decide to train in these areas at a time of boom, and 10 years on, it's bust again and off you go to Australia or wherever.
Okay, well, you raise a very good point, because that's what happened, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago. However, the world has changed and we're now into sustainable development and sustainable building technology. So, for example, your plumber is now into heat pumps. Your plumber is now into solar panels. Your electrician is into data comms within your home, the Internet of Things. So the building industry have found ways to adapt. But you are right. We need to be cautious about developing and turning out large numbers of apprenticeships that might not have jobs in the futures. But there are alternatives. And if I go back to the question, alternative pathways are very, very important. The alternative pathways to CAO courses, traineeships, apprenticeships, PLC courses, skills to advance, skills to compete. Even when you're in work, you can do courses that help you get that competitive edge, should not be overlooked. No. And
I was going to ask you about the Leaving Cert. Is it fit for purpose in the modern era?
Okay, well, if you read the article today in The Independent, Dara Hennessy, CEO of City West Education, puts it really well. He says that the Leaving Cert has now become an entrance exam for higher education, and it's not, in actual fact, an exam in itself for a Leaving Cert. And the Department of Education are working very hard to reform the Leaving Cert and to bring in continual assessment. And this is what our students of today need. They need that reform as soon as possible. They need to develop critical thinking skills, problem solving, creative leadership. They need to participate in group work. They need to stand up and present. The amount of students that are not able to present to their peers in a classroom is unbelievable. They need to gain that confidence. They need to use data analytics and graphical tools to display their work. And they can get all of that in continual-based assessment.
Now, the question is whether or not we miss the boat on continuous assessment. We had a great reluctance on the part of teachers to embrace it as part of the examination system. And now when the department, it seems, is finally embracing it, along comes AI, which will make it very difficult to detect who actually did the work. Was it the machine or was it the student?
Okay, so that's a really, really good question. And I have written down here in my notes that in PLC courses, you learn how to use ChatGPT and AI to your advantage without plagiarism. So you can use these tools to help you develop creative leadership, critical thinking, and problem solving. These are tools not to be afraid of. These are tools to be embraced in the right way.
It's not so much that people are afraid of them. People know them to be incredibly useful tools. Mm. The question is, are you examining as an examiner a machine or a person? And if unless you know that, it won't be fair.
Okay, well, I think that's a bit of a misnomer because in education, we can read a piece of work and we know exactly whether it's been AI generated or student generated. We know our students. So if a student comes to Ballyfermot College to complete a PLC program, they're in small classes, they're minded and they're moulded, and the teacher gets to know their style of writing and how they put things together. And we do have procedures in place to deal with assessment malpractice. So that is all there, and that is all currently operating as I speak here today. But circle back to your question about embracing leave insert reform. Yes, I believe we've been very slow to embrace leave insert reform. And I know the department are dealing with the teachers and the teacher unions around that reform, and it's not my remit to talk about that. But in PLCs, colleges who've been running for over 30 years, we have been embracing this alternative assessment pathway for a long time.
Now, you can list some of your alumni who've gone on to achieve remarkable things.
Yes, I can. But however, it's not all about them, to be honest.
No, but it shows the different pathways to what they've done. You know, they started off in the PLC in Ballyer and they go on to do things that might no one in their school class might have expected of them.
Correct. So if you look at Richie Bainham and the whole animation and visual effects, that was new. That's a whole new dynamic industry that he embraced and he created. So if you look at the students here in Ballyfermot College, they have a chance to be creative and to develop their own skills. Sure, look, I could talk about a lot of them. Aisling Bastable, Damien Dempsey, the guys in Cartoon Saloon and Brown Bag in Kilkenny and Dublin. And we have amazing alumni, not only in Ballyfermot College, but in all other PLC colleges around the country. The key to their success is that they have been allowed a chance to develop in adults in the way they want to develop. They haven't been forced to complete a degree that is not of use to them. Yeah.
And by the way, in universities, in the common courses, you know, the arts courses and the commerce courses, the classes are enormous. They don't get the kind of close attention in university that might be available in a PLC.
Yes, correct. So our class sizes are relatively small. There's about somewhere between 20 and 24 in each class. So they get more or less one to few attention. They are moulded. The teachers that we have in our PLC colleges, and in particular in Ballyfermot College, are industry specialists. They've come through the industry. They know their craft. They have gone on and studied academia part-time or aside from that. They mould and they guide the students and they're well respected. You know, mentioning our alumni, the animation department in Ballyfermot College is second to none. Radio production, there's quite a lot of our alumni working in radio, working with you actually, Pat, in the background, and also with other presenters, national broadcasters. Sharon Tobin is a graduate of ours. They're the public facing graduates, but we have graduates everywhere who learn their skill and their craft. They learn how to report right. They learn how to manage their time, pace their workload. They learn how to communicate. They learn the use of basic IT tools now that has evolved as time time has gone on, particularly after the pandemic. And they're out there in the world of work and the world of business. And indeed, we have many graduates from Ballyfermot College who are actually teachers back in the college.
Well, you're doing a great job, obviously, Cecilia. A different approach maybe to the one that many parents have expected of their kids, but a very viable one. Cecilia Munro, the principal of Ballyfermot College of Further Education, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.